The prophet Samuel was known throughout Israel to be a true prophet of the Lord, God's chosen instrument of revelation through his word. The state of moral decline and lawlessness in Israel at that time was reflected in the family of the high priest. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were notoriously wicked men, whose evil deeds went unchecked because of their father's unpardonable weakness. While the boy Samuel was ministering under Eli at the tabernacle in Shiloh, a prophet came to pronounce God's verdict on the family of the high priest. The Lord used the Philistines, Israel's oppressors, to bring divine judgment upon Eli's house. In a desperate attempt to shake off the heavy yoke of pagan domination, the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines. The two armies gathered in the center of the country. The Philistines deployed their forces against Israel and joined battle. The Israelites were defeated, and about 4,000 fell on the battlefield. When the fighting men returned to camp, the elders of Israel asked, "Why did the Lord bring defeat upon us today?" Then they decided to bring the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from the tabernacle at Shiloh to the battlefield. The people were sure that the Ark, which symbolized the throne of God, and therefore the very presence of the Lord, would save them from the power of their enemies and ensure the victory for Israel. So men were sent to Shiloh, and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, and Eli's two sons went with it. When the Ark of the Lord came into the camp, the Israelites raised such a shout that the ground shook. On hearing the uproar, the Philistines asked each other, "What's all this shouting in the Hebrew camp?" When they heard that the Ark of the Lord had come into the camp, they were very afraid. "A god has come into the camp," they said. "We're in trouble. Nothing like this has happened before. Woe to us! Who will deliver us from the gods of the Hebrews? They're the gods who struck the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues." As the Philistines were polytheistic, they presumed the Israelites were also. "Be strong," they said to each other. "Be men and fight, or you will be subject to the Hebrews as they have been to you." So the Philistines joined battle, and the Israelites were defeated. Every man turned and fled. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers that day, as the slaughter was very great. The Ark of God was taken, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died. That same day, a Benjamite fled from the battlefield and went to Shiloh, his clothes torn and dust on his head. Eli was sitting on his chair by the side of the road, waiting, because he feared for the Ark of God. When the man entered the town and the people heard what had happened, they sent up a great cry. Eli heard the outcry and asked, "What is the meaning of this uproar?" Eli was 98 years old and could no longer see. The Benjamite hurried over to him and said, "I have just come from the battlefield. I fled from it this very day." "What happened, my son?" asked the high priest. The man replied, "Israel fled before the Philistines, and the army has suffered great losses. Also your two sons are dead, and the Ark of God has been captured." When he mentioned the Ark of God, Eli fell backwards off his chair and broke his neck, as he was a very heavy man. He had judged Israel for 40 years. Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was with child and near the time of delivery. When she heard the news that the Ark had been taken and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth in great pain. As she lay dying, the woman attending her said, "Don't despair. You have given birth to a son." But she paid no attention. "The glory has departed from Israel," she said, "for the Ark of God has been captured." Before dying, she named the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel." The name Ichabod means "no glory" or "alas for the glory." Next episode, the return of the Ark.